Unit 8. Time went by quickly. Part 1. Listen, look and talk.
Dinosaur lived 65 million years ago. Fire was first used 500,000 BC by Peking Man. The pyramids were built between 2940 to 2900 BC. The Great Wall of China was built around 214 BC. Edinburgh Castle was built between 1058 to 1093. It was restored in 1745 to what it looks like today. The Old London Bridge was built between 1176 and 1209. The first plane was flown in 1903 by the American Orville Wright. Computers began to be in use in the early 1930s. Tom Kilburn wrote the world's first computer program in 1948 at Manchester University.
Robots were first made in the 1950s.
The USSR completed the first spacewalk in 1965. The World Wide Web has existed since 1992. Global Village.
Part 4. Listen, look and talk. Harry's week.
Last week, a newspaper reporter came to the Brown School. He asked some students about their daily life and how they spent their time for the week. This is the talk between the newspaper reporter and Harry.
Would you please tell me something about your daily life and how you spent your time last week?
I usually get up at about 7 o'clock. Then I have my breakfast at about 7:30. Later on, I watch a few minutes of cartoons. Our school starts at 9 o'clock and finishes at 4 o'clock. I have my lunch at 1 o'clock.
Did you watch a lot of TV last week?
Well, yes. I like to watch TV. So, each day I watch about 2 hours of TV.
Did you have some time to play games with your friends?
Yes. I usually play games with my friends after class. But last Sunday, we played in the afternoon and we had lunch at 2 p.m.
Do you often play computer games?
No, not very often. Last week, I only played computer games on Saturday and Sunday for a short time.
What else did you do last week?
I visited my grandmother after I played games with my friends on Sunday afternoon. Oh, by the way, I went shopping last Saturday afternoon, and then I helped my dad wash his car.
You really enjoyed yourself.
Yes, I really did.
Thanks very much.
You are welcome.
Part 6. Listen, look, and read.
Long ago, people remembered the time by counting the number of nights they had slept. People used a sand glass to measure cooking time. In the late 9th century, people used candles to tell the time indoors. A weight-driven clock was used in about 1309 in a church in Milan. People used spring-driven clocks in the late 15th century. Clocks counted seconds for the first time in the late 17th century. Before that, they didn't even count minutes.
Part 7. Listen, read, and retell.
Katie was a 5-year-old girl. She was always late. She was late for buses, late for trains. She was even late for lunch.
I don't mean to be late, said poor Katie.
So before she could be late one more time, her parents bought her a round yellow watch that she could wear round her neck. Katie was very happy. Later that day, she told her friends. She would meet them in the garden on time. Can you believe it? She was 1 hour late again. Why didn't you look at your new watch? Her friend asked. Katie lowered her head and said, I forgot to tell you. I can't tell the time. Then her face went really red.
Part 8. Ask, answer, and sing.
Aloud.
6 o'clock. 4:20. 1:15. 9:30. 10:15. 6:05. 8:20. 9 o'clock. What's Emma doing? She is having her breakfast. When does she usually have her breakfast? She usually has her breakfast at 6:50. Sleep. Get up. Wash her face. Brush her teeth. Have her breakfast. Go to school. Have her class. Have her lunch. Play sports. Go home.